Thanksgiving game was fun, but again, another letdown for this Lions team. It's our postcast after Thanksgiving of Locked On Lions.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And a pleasant, happy, good afternoon and a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It is Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you. Following a disappointing finish to this ball game today at Ford Field, Lions heavy underdogs, 9.5 point dogs coming in against the Bills. Took a late lead, looked pretty good, had the football down three with an opportunity to either tie the game or take the lead, botched the clock. Poor play calling, gave the Bills some time after Badgley hits from 51. The Bills win 28-25 on Thanksgiving, ending the Lions' three-game winning streak. Matt Derry with you. It's a Thanksgiving edition of Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network on this, a Thursday, November the 24th, and a Friday, November the 25th. A couple of things. Number one, the audio might not sound as good. I left my microphone at home. I'm in parts unknown traveling for the holiday back in Ohio. So I apologize for some of the audio, but I want to get on YouTube today here on the Locked On Lions YouTube channel. Of course, you can find us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page, and at least give you a postcast today on Thanksgiving. Lions are a better football team. They are playing much better. Tony Romo was gushing about this team. They took a fourth quarter lead, 22-19. Jared Goff looked pretty good today. James Houston came on off the edge. There were good things that happened today, but in the end, when it came down to winning time, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott outclassed Jared Goff and Dan Campbell. It's as simple as that. The Lions did end up tying the game late at 25 with about 23 seconds to go, but that was too much time to leave Josh Allen. And the clock management, the poor usage of timeouts, the third and one deep shot to DJ Chark was awful coaching. Despicable coaching. Amon-Ra St. Brown had a big day today. Why not go to him? Why not use your timeouts earlier so that you are in a good pace, in a good rhythm, to move down the field and have enough time to where you can win the game in the red zone or take a few shots at the end zone from the red area at the end of that game? The Lions didn't do it. They completely botched the end of this game. And the players deserve better. The players played really well today. They were tough. They made things tough on the Bills receivers all day. Josh Allen didn't have a great day today in terms of throwing the football. Allen ended up today 24 out of 42 for 253 and two touchdowns. Also the interception by Alex Anzalone. But it's not like this team gave up 200 yards of rushing today. They didn't. They gave up 164. Now, Allen ran for some, Singletary the other, but all in all, I thought the defense battled and played pretty hard today. And you could see that there's a difference in this football team. They are playing better football. But this was a winnable game that they coughed up at the end. You can't leave Josh Allen that kind of time. And either you're playing for overtime and you run the clock down, kick the Badgley kick, and then go to OT, or you're going to use your timeouts and go for it to get closer to the goal line. The Lions were in between at the end. It made no sense. And again, it overshadows a lot of good things that happened today down at Ford Field. You had the second largest crowd in the stadium's history. The Lions were, right there all day. Yes, they made some mistakes. Yes, there were some penalties. But special teams, Khalif Raymond on the punt return, Dan Campbell said at halftime, we're going to break one. And they did with Raymond and a big return. Like I said, the defense today, I thought for the most part, bottled up the Buffalo passing game. They didn't allow the tight end and Knox to hurt them. Diggs, until really the end of the game, was silent. But then, no pass rush on that last play. And it took the Bills one play after the field goal, the deep shot over the middle to Diggs, to get right where they needed to be in field goal range. And that's what's disappointing. And this football team easily could have been sitting at 5-6 instead of 4-7 after today. All right. It's frustrating, the end of that game. very frustrating because the you know, I hate to use an old John L. Smith, the players are playing their tails off and the coaches are screwing it up, but that's what happened at the end of this game. I'm still scratching my head at the usage of DeAndre Swift. 1 minute, this guy looks like Gale Sayers or Barry Sanders out there, and the next, he's not on the field for long stretches. Jamal Williams today, 18 carries, 66 yards, another touchdown, was pretty good, but you had to figure with Ed Oliver out there causing a havoc, Matt Milano, it was going to be tough all day to consistently run the football. Amon-Ra St. Brown today had a very big game. He gets a game ball for me today, 9 catches for a buck 22. Excuse me, that's where I would have gone on 3rd and 1. That's where I would have gone on 3rd and 1 with about 30 seconds to go. Instead, the Lions elected to throw some deep shot to DJ Chark, who did have a touchdown today, but it made absolutely no sense. Buffalo made the plays at the end, and the Lions didn't. And that's what's frustrating. And Detroit today came into the game without their starting left guard in Jonah Jackson, without their starting right guard in Evan Brown. Of course, Evan Brown's only out there because Halepulavaiti is out. And they had to play Skipper and Osika. And for the most, I mean, yeah, they weren't as good up front, but they still did a nice job. They still kept Goff pretty clean today. He's only sacked twice. You look at the numbers, you go, Jared Goff had a passer rating of 99, and Josh Allen had a passer rating of 80. But you didn't win the game. You have to win that game at home. You were right there. And that's what's frustrating. All right, a couple of reads, and then I'm going to get you some of those game balls. As always, Locked On Lions is brought to you by BetterHelp. Give online therapy a try at BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp, HELP.com/LockedOn. What's great about BetterHelp? It's simple. If you are looking for a therapist, if you're looking to talk to somebody, the best place to go is BetterHelp.com/LockedOn. Whether or not you've been in therapy personally or not, you want to give it a shot, this is the place to go. Unfortunately, life doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learning productive coping skills. And that's why you need to go to BetterHelp.com/lockdown. Everyone deserves to feel their best, and BetterHelp makes it easier to get started. Great thing about BetterHelp is all the benefits of in-person therapy, plus it's more convenient, 100% online, and you can change therapists whenever you want. It's accessible and it's affordable. Get unstuck with BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/LockedOn. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LockedOn. And hey, Matt Terry here to tell you about our friends at LinkedIn Jobs. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. Don't want to do that. You want it to be 100% certain that you've got access to the best candidates that are qualified. That's why you go to LinkedIn Jobs. They help you find the right people for your team faster and for free. Add your job and the purple hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. All right? Simple tools like screening questions are already there for you. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. All right, a little mini postcast for you here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Locked On Lions, Matt Derry with you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Lions fall to the Bills today, 28-25. Tyler Bass, 47-yard field goal with 2 seconds left. The game winner for Buffalo as the Bills improve to 8-3. Lions fall to 4-7. Again, pretty good football game today played by the Lions. Romo, Jim Nantz, everybody on CBS is talking about how the Lions have restored themselves and they're back and they're playing good for Dan Campbell, and they do play hard. They play very, very hard, and that's great. But today at the end of the game, having the football down 25-22 with a chance to move it down the field and go for it and get a touchdown on a Bills defense, the Lions moved on today. How they handle the clock, how they have the football with 2 minutes to go and leave this game with 2 timeouts in their back pocket was inexplicable. You say so many good things about Dan Campbell, and you can. He's got this team believing. They play for him. But my goodness, you've got to manage the game. He didn't manage the game today at the end of the game. It made no sense. Amon-Ra St. Brown gets a game ball, 9 catches, 122 yards, and a touchdown. He was fantastic again. Another game ball goes to James Houston, 6th-round pick, cut earlier this year, put back in the practice squad, plays his first game as a Lion today. With all of the injuries they had, Josh Pascal out, Michael Brockers inactive, Charles Harris out. They go to the young kid, James Houston, 2 sacks today for James Houston in his debut. I loved seeing that. Was an awesome sight to watch. I thought Jerry Jacobs played a really good game today. I know they got him for that flag on the PI where he probably could have intercepted the ball behind Diggs on the slant, but I'd give Jerry Jacobs a game ball. He's a gamer. He plays so hard. He was tough. 6 solo tackles today, a tackle for a loss, and a pass defended. I thought Jerry Jacobs did a really nice job today. Jack Fox, what can you say? 51-yard average, again, 2 punts, both inside the 20, along the 57. He gets a game ball as well. Lions will be home the next 2 weeks for Jacksonville and Minnesota. The way they're playing and how much better they look and how the defense is rallying a little bit, there's no reason they can't win these next 2 games. But what's disappointing today was how the end of the game went. I'm repeating myself ad nauseum, but it's the truth. All right, that's our quick postcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Bills 28, Lions 25. We're back with you next week.